got through individual, ran a team period, and the field got very soft and muddy. Guys were sliding around. It became a safety issue. I brought them together. They were very good about it. We had a really good period, too, and a good start, energized practice. It was very efficient, but the safety of the players were an issue. So we gave them 20 minutes. They went and got their change of shoes, and we had a very good practice. A lot of work on third down, and guys moved around, ran around. There was a lot of energy out there. Really good first day with an extra day off. So it went well. He's got the best I can do in respect to Earl. He's got a family issue back home in Texas. It's day to day, and we're leaving it up to him how he wants to handle it. It's a very personal issue, so I'll leave it at that. Well, it didn't surprise us. I mean, if he could play, he would, and we prepared for that. And that's no disrespect to the job Matt Flynn's done. They put over 60 points on the board the last 2 weeks alone. But if Aaron could play, we expected him to play, and we're prepared for that. And we know that Mike was going to get his team ready to play anyway, with whoever was available. He's proven he can do that year in and year out. And with Aaron back, they have a feeling they'll be at their best, and we're ready for that. Excited about it. Well, I think that we've learned a lot about him the last few weeks. I mean, particularly in the Cleveland game, when adversity hit early and he was able to overcome it. He had a good start, adversity, tough first time back, and was able to find the inner strength to move forward. And we've seen that during the year. We saw it early in the year. I mean, in the fourth quarter games that we had. So, we always learn more about each other and about ourselves with each opportunity to compete and to play. So. And that's why we do it, and that's part of it is to stand on the edge and be able to make the plays. But he's just one guy. We got a whole team around him. Obviously, the quarterback is always the focal point. That's undeniable. But it's a team game, and it's going to take everybody on Sunday. And I think our guys are up for the task. And I think that the quarterback is the focal point, of a football team. He's the guy who really drive, he flies the plane, and essentially it's not an autopilot. He's got to fly it in all different kinds of weather, that's what a quarterback has to do. So it's extremely important that he plays efficiently from a standpoint of all 11 or 10 other guys. He's got to put those guys in a position to succeed, and they've got to help him in to do that as well. So it's a team game, but it is a quarterback run game. The quarterback is always going to be the focal point, and that's because he's got more to do and more responsibility on his shoulders because of all that's involved in the position.
What about your business?
No, we went through key areas and made corrections in terms of, were our splits right on a certain play? Did we get to the right depth? Did we have the right drop? Did we make the right block? I mean, we covered and made – it's our job as coaches to make sure we do make corrections, but they were made – on an individual basis and not based on the collective result of the game. The matter of fact things that we needed to do on an individual basis to be better, and we did that in all three phases. Basically, it was this. What we've done each and every week, and you've heard it up here, is that each and every game has been the most important game of the season. And because we've collectively approached it that way, this game becomes the most important game of the season. And because we've approached it that way, we hope we've developed a resiliency and a backbone to overcome the week-to-week process of, some weeks having adversity throughout the week and some weeks having success. And this week we're playing the most important game of the season, but we've been saying that for 16 weeks. And hopefully that helps us have the toughness, the backbone, to go out and play, what is essentially the most important game of the season. Well, that's everybody has a sense of urgency. We've talked about it since the beginning. We want to develop a program that competes for championships. We're in a position on Sunday to compete for a championship, and everybody on the team on an individual basis has to have some kind of a sense of urgency daily to create the edge to work and on a long, hard road, which is what a season is. And one of the ways to create a sense of urgency is collectively as a team. Because no team is ever the same year in and year out, so there's a mortality issue with the team that no matter what happens when this season is over, the team won't be the same because there'll be at least one player that won't be with us. I mean, that's almost for certain. So There'll be a new team in 2014, and then there's also players that are later on in their careers, and they know time is running out, and these opportunities aren't going to be out there for 8 years or 9 years or 10 years like they might be for a Jonathan Bostic, for instance, a first-year player. So there's a collective mortality issue here because the locker room will change no matter what, and there's an individual mortality rate for guys who are at that stage in their career where they may play next year or the year after, but they know they're not headed for a 10-year run that's going to enable them to have this kind of opportunity. And so that's where I think Roberto was going.
Back in November?
Well, I think we had good balance against him during the game. We were able to have some success throwing the ball early, which gave us some good balance, and it had a residual effect. Later in the game, we were able to stay on the field, and move the football. And again, a lot of that running was done at the end of the game. We certainly did it earlier, but a lot of it was done at the end of the game as well. I think that it's all relative to, you go in with a certain plan in terms of, parameters for certain things, and that's what you do each and every week. What are the parameters for, special situations that might come up, or, what are the parameters for fourth down issues, whatever it might be, special situation kicks, and you go in with a plan, a plan to, what those parameters are, and then you just work through the game, and see where that takes you. But you practice those things, and you meet as a staff on them, and your mind has to be in a place where when those times come, you have to make those decisions, and then you do it based on the situation, the best interest of the team.